This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour on the DJV program, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and you for this, the 25th of January. A lot of things are going on. I was thinking about, we were talking a lot about business stories in and out, and that's a very important thing. We all have to kind of get back to work, get back to business, or those of us who have been working, we want to see what, you know, get our value, get our worth under the circumstances, and everything has been discounted because of COVID. I know a lot of people, a lot of small business people listen to this, for the backbone of this country is small business and the backbone of this radio program. Interestingly enough, whenever we do a survey around the country, various stations that carry the program, it's always the small business owners who seem to be the most vocal, which is kind of cool. But what also has happened during this time has been a number of people have become so obsessed with their business that they've lost their family. A lot of divorces and that sort of thing. So you can be passionate about your business, no question about that. It's awesome. But when it's time for dinner, go home. Right? Isn't that the way, you know, you got a family, you should have more, at least dinner with a family, I think. Is that too traditional or anybody having, I think it's probably, a, you know, if you're...
Yeah,
if
I like the idea of sharing at least one meal with your family. Sure.
Yeah, right, exactly. And if you go to work in the morning at 5:30, and you're not home by 6 o'clock at night, you need to be, there's a bit
watches,
of adjustment.
Watches, pal. Watches,
yeah,
is not
know.
A choice
you're talking
for a lot
to
of
me.
People.
I wouldn't condemn that. That's not a fun
I'm
choice.
Not condemning it. I'm just hoping that people are thinking about values, much as anything else. That's all, Victoria. Meanwhile, a lot of stuff quickly going through the headline department. Larry King passing away at the age of 87. And Hank Aaron dying at the age of 86. I don't think, was Aaron COVID? Because Larry was, but Aaron, I'm not sure Hank Aaron died.
No, he had the vaccine a week before. That was what the COVID.
Right, that was the connection there.
Did he have the second vaccine or just the first one?
I don't know. I think it was the first.
Hmm. Yeah, well, at any rate, something to think about. The winning Mega Millions person is not come forth yet. 4, 26, 42, 50, 60. I tried to match. Well, I actually did this just for fun. I decided to go back the last 4 weeks to the winning numbers from not only Mega Millions, but Powerball and the Mass Cash and all that other stuff, just for fun to see how, because didn't we say something last week about many of the winners, the numbers are the same from week to week.
They come back up. Yeah. So wait, you just read the winning numbers. Those are high numbers, which the week before when no one won, the numbers were also high.
Yeah. Right. That's the point kind of that I'm making here. 20 million, though, back down. No, who wants a measly 20 million, right?
I'm going to buy a ticket for the 20 million. Why not?
Yeah,
even if you just get like a chunk of it, right? Like,
right.
That's, yeah.
Well, when you look at the odds for winning the Mega Millions when it's that kind of money, it's like 300 million to one.
Yeah.
And the odds are much better. It's only 200 million to one. So you got 100 million.
You've kicked 100 million people out of contention, though. So that's,
ouch.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
Something, right?
Bernie Sanders is having fun with the hand-knit mittens that he wore to the inauguration and all the memes we've been talking about that. I just think it's kind of cool. Apparently, a lot of people are... he's selling sweatshirts and T-shirts and stuff, and is he trying to sell these mittens too? For
no,
the
mittens
of...
he didn't make the mittens. They're from a store up in Vermont. The store has been so inundated with requests for those mittens that the owner of the store over the weekend said, "I'm really sorry, but we're completely out of stock." It's some like local woman who knits them, and so she pointed everybody to Etsy to find similar ones. But the ones that Bernie has are actually sold out.
Right.
But you're right. He's making T-shirts and sweatshirts.
Yeah.
And so all of the money is going to go to 100% of the proceeds goes to Meals on Wheels in Vermont. So he's turning it into a good thing.
All right. What sort of executive actions did Biden take over the weekend? Anything new or was all of it? I think there were a couple of new ones, weren't there?
He's had 19 since he started.
He has.
That
It's crazy because Trump had one, Obama had five, George W. Bush had zero, and Clinton had one, and he's had 19 already. This is a problem, and I said it when Trump was doing it, so it's not like it's a political thing, but this is a problem. President's coming, and it really ramped up under Obama. He did a ton of executive actions. Then Trump did it, and then they're not getting anything that's actually going to stick through the state legislature, and if you want to challenge executive orders, you can tie these things up in court because there's no legislature approval, and especially when it comes to money, that was what got Trump in trouble with trying to sign stimulus. He couldn't do it because you have to have Congress has the power of the purse, and a couple of these orders that Joe Biden is signing, they're allocating money, and so it's, I don't know, it's not a great way to lead, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, because it just doesn't have any lasting power.
Yeah, what happens down the road, and is he going to get support in the Senate for doing this sort of thing?
Well, that's why he's doing so many executive orders, because he's afraid that it's just going to get stuck up in the Senate because there'd be gridlock. So
All right. So is there anything with the impeachment? Are we forgetting about that?
They're transmitting the article today from the House.
What a waste of time. Unbelievable.
But the big story, though, is that they've actually Jen brought this up last week, and she made a really good point about, like, well, okay, do we do the impeachment, or does Joe Biden try to actually get stuff done in the first 100 days? So the Senate has come up with kind of a compromise. They're pushing the trial off until February 8th, and so that's when it will begin. It gives Trump a chance to get his legal team in order. Plus, in the meantime, Biden can get his people, his nominees, approved for cabinet
positions. How much is all this going to cost?
Right. They should throw this out.
Fees.
What they can do. The Senate can dismiss this, and they should. Because, again, we talk about precedents. Okay, now there's 19 executive orders in the first, 72 hours of administration. That's really a slippery slope to go down. We're going to go impeaching past presidents that can't even be removed from office. That's another slippery slope to go down. We've got to stop playing politics and just start getting back to work. It is so
is the
bad.
Playing this dragnet, the digital dragnet that has come for a lot of the Capitol rioters, looking at 31 police officers from across the country. What in the world would ever spur on? Or is this just the condition of police today? We're just not getting good people. These people, the judgment to use,
People from my town, there were some ex-cops from, now they're ex, they were fired, but a few hundred people, they're not really sure, but they think 800 people, give or take 100, were actually inside the Capitol.
Yeah.
And so there's a couple local cops here in my town in New Jersey that have been fired because they were inside there and they filmed themselves.
So but they're still at this, right? They're looking at the film.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To see who was there.
There's
been
a lot of arrests made already. I mean, over 100 arrests.
A couple here, a woman who belongs to the town meeting member in the next town, was arrested on Friday. There was somebody else who was a public official.
I think a lot of people who wandered in there and got arrested on purpose because they wanted to be seen in there. I mean, there was one of the frontline doctors that did that.
Really?
A couple of politicians. Yeah. So it's weird who found their way in there. I don't know why they thought that was a good idea to be seen in there, but I don't think that they realized the impact because of that first wave of agitators. I don't think they realized that they were taking part in violence. I think a lot of them just I'm going to walk in and get my photo op, and that did not work well, obviously.
Mm-hmm. How do we like this new? I saw an interview on one of the channels with this Jen. Is it Psaki? Is that her
expression? Psaki.
No P, right? Psaki.
Mm-hmm.
Is she doing, do we... she setting an interesting tone. She was really the news media has gone gaga over all of the members of the Biden staff because that's just what most of the news media is about. And while she was being interviewed, there were pictures of all of the Trump his daughter what was her last name? She was never.
She's running for governor now in Arkansas.
She is?
Sarah Sanders.
Sarah
she
Sanders.
Just announced Sanders. This morning.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, people thought she was. Her dad had done it.
I thought she was okay as a speaker. And the other guy that's doing
Sean
the show
Spicer
on Spicer
was the one.
Spicer.
Who, yeah, he was the SNL spoofs. That was.
Yeah, right.
Entertaining.
If you ask me about Jen Psaki, I will give you an answer that is
please.
Just my own opinion. I think she's terrible.
Because
she doesn't answer any questions. All she does is dodge. And she's not even being challenged like the Trump press people were. I mean, it was much harder, which, you know what, fine, we expect it. They were terrible to any press secretary that was up there. But at least those press secretaries, Kayleigh McEnany specifically, would always give an answer. She had her binder up there. People would laugh at her. She'd flip to the page in the binder. She'd give an answer. Psaki says that Joe Biden has no perspective on whether or not there should be impeachment. He has no perspective on abortion because he goes to mass. I mean, give me a break. She doesn't answer anything.
Joe Biden has been very vocally pro-choice, though. That's like, why are people
even asking him that now? It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And so she has been dodging and has seemed almost caught off guard. So I don't know. And the thing is she's not bad. I mean, this is someone who was this press secretary for the State Department for years. She went on to be a pundit during the Trump administration. She's not a newbie. And so I don't know why she looks so caught in the headlights all the time. But it's
I have to watch her more. I only saw one or two press conferences.
All right. So here we have another incident, this time in Indiana. Multiple shootings over the weekend.
People are out again. So
five
now
people
we go,
killed
go back to shootings every week,
including
Portland. I mean, Portland had terrible Antifa riots again last night. They attacked ICE agencies and were demanding jails to release all
people
of their prisons. And I mean, it's a mess.
So the immigration plan changes, but I think there are a number of Democrats along with the Republicans that don't are saying, okay, not so fast there, Joe. That's not an executive order, is it?
He sent an order saying to release everybody immediately. It was
okay. Where?
They released the memo. Somebody anonymously released the memo that said release everyone in detention immediately. And the problem is that a lot of those people in detention, I have a friend whose son was killed by an illegal immigrant who was held for a long time before he went into the courts to take his trial for that.
Yeah.
So you're talking about, I mean, look, not everybody is going to be that serious. Some people are just caught up in it because they're here, and I get it. But to just say by and large and broadly release everybody, you don't know who you're releasing.
Well, that's true with the people who got booted out of jails because of COVID as well. A lot of people back into society. There are a lot of people in jail who don't belong. That's prison reform. People in jail by the tens of thousands who did stupid things like smoke a joint and they went to jail for 3 years and stuff like that. That's incredible. But then there are other people that are murderers and rapists and drug dealers who are out on the street. Come on. Where is the common sense here? Common sense approach to cleaning your nose now. Our focus as your nose is your air filter and you need to clean it every day. Best way to do it. The ladies here are great examples of how easy it is. My nose must be draining down into my throat. Easy to use, the Navage system for cleaning your nose. People at first time I started talking about this, Victoria, people said, no, is he really talking about cleaning your nose on the air? Yeah, I am.
This thing works. It's unbelievable.
Yep. Well, that's what you've been saying, especially the air as cold as it is and as dry as it is, and all the dust that's in everybody's house. Come on, let's get on to the program. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, is the only thing that I know of that has no drugs involved in it. It's all natural. The things you put up your nose are natural, and it cleans out all the gunk. That's what you want. Clean it out. Navage Nasal Care at Navage.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 special edition smart bed. Queen, now $1,799, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Twenty-three after the hour now here on the DJV program. It's time for us to stimulate conversation about the stimulus, if you know what I mean. And we'll do that through our social media at DJV Show. Jay Kirshner joins us with an overview of your response to some of that. Price of gasoline, et cetera, coming right up.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
The success of Janet's meal prep business is keeping her from keeping up with customer appetites.
Paleo Prep Meals, this is Janet. Yep, you just reheat. But we actually have a wait list currently. Oh, can you hold on one sec?
She needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, 24 after the hour, Jay Kirshner, along with Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen. So, is a $2,000 stimulus check the best way to stimulate the economy? What do you have for suggestions there?
Yeah, people have feelings. Shane Leipert types, you can't buy the way out of this mess. Opening up would be best. Micah Alv tweets that $2,000 is simply not enough. Mike Bill says the best way to stimulate the economy is to eradicate COVID, then we can get back to normal.
There you go.
But yep. how's that? And this one I thought was kind of interesting. Michelle chimes in on Twitter suggesting we open up the country 100%, put everyone back to work who wants to be back at work, and offer small businesses and landlords help so that they can offer assistance to their staff or their residents.
Yep, good idea as well. Okay, so that's still that conversation will continue, as most of them do. Price of gasoline now has been on our minds. What do we have there?
Yeah, everyone seems to be seeing an increase. It's just a difference of, is it a slight increase or a pretty big one? Dennis Glancy shares that Southeast Iowa saw an increase of $2.09 for a gallon of gas to $2.19. And Tom Turner posted Western Ohio saw a jump from $2.15 to
$2.25.
Wow. And what we've seen in Indiana, like a 30 cents increase. So it's definitely going up.
Yeah, right. All right, so what else? So you're working a couple of other angles there. What else have we got that people are feeling strongly about?
Let's see. There are the stimulus information where where you feel about that, the gas. Tiger King, of course, who is trying to get that pardon
from the
Biden administration.
Mm-hmm.
I think the best comment still stands that he should just, you know, suck it up, Buttercup, do your time, but maybe bring in some cameras and give everybody Tiger King 2 behind bars.
Mm-hmm.
Or Tiger King caged up this time.
Kate Hudson was interviewed over the weekend, and she was talking about how the way she put it was very interesting. She has kids all over the place. She has three children. Each of them have a different father. I wonder how that, do we give Hollywood folks and we give them a pass? We think that's interesting. And then if it was somebody down the street from you that had three children and they all came from different fathers, would you raise your eyebrow or say something about it?
I think you're right on that. I think there's probably a double standard for sure.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, I think she's a very interesting personality. She's kind of vivacious, but she sure seems to move around.
She has a daughter. She's got two sons and a daughter. So the daughter is the youngest, and that's her fiance. Danny is her current fiance.
She's got a 17-year-old, a 9-year-old, a 2-year-old, and she's pregnant, isn't she again?
No.
Is she pregnant?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
All right. But anyway, but you see, that's again part of, we say, oh, wow, isn't that interesting? And then if somebody down the street was up to that, yeah, what would you be saying? You'd be passing judgment in 5 seconds. In the next half, right.
Oh, sorry. I was going to ask if the judgment matters if they were married, if it's different fathers or different mothers based on ex-spouses versus if they were never married and it's just random baby mamas and baby daddies. I wonder if there's judgment in those differences, too.
Well, there's hypocrisy, whether there's a difference in judgment. Why should people in Hollywood get a pass? Or why should the person down the street, why is it any of your business? I guess maybe that would be the question I'd ask. 28 and a half after the hour here on the DJV program.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family, but there's rarely enough hours in a day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, and that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead at KFC.com. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. $20 fill-up not available with delivery. Tax and substitution extra. Delivery service and additional fees may apply.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Mexican authorities say they have found 19 shot and burned bodies in Ciudad Victoria across the Rio Grande from Texas. The bodies were discovered along a dirt road outside Camargo after residents reported a burning vehicle. Authorities found two vehicles on fire containing the bodies. A California man was hospitalized following a home invasion robbery on Thursday after fighting off four attackers and fatally stabbing one of them. Jedediah Boncutter, 18, of Kelseyville, was identified as a suspect who was fatally stabbed during the incident. He was pronounced dead at a local area hospital. Boncutter and several other suspects who police said they suspected of being Norteño gang members are accused of driving to the Santa Rosa, California home with the intent to rob the victim. A Kissimmee, Florida police officer, Andrew Johnson, was fired last week after an internal investigation. Police Chief Jeffrey O'Dell made the decision to fire Johnson because his social media posts do not align with their core values. USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The Super Bowl matchup for the 2020 season is now etched in stone. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Green Bay Packers 31-26 to advance, representing the National Football Conference. The American Football Conference will be represented by the Kansas City Chiefs as they drop the Buffalo Bills 38-24. Both games were on Sunday.
You know, really when BA got here last year, you know, there was a lot of great things that were happening and a lot of great young players. And, you know, I just loved, you know, made the decision and, you know, love coming to work every day with this group of guys. And they worked really hard to get to this point. And it's a tough game. Had a few tough games in a row. And the next one will be really tough, too. But we know what we're playing for. And we got 2 weeks to prepare. It's going to be a great opponent.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady.
You know, for me, I don't think about what it means for me. I do think about what it means for everyone else. And it's an amazing achievement. For BA, I'm so happy for him. The staff he put together, Coach Bowles, what Byron's done, what Keith's done, and, you know, the whole coaching staff's put us in a great position for us to go out there and do our jobs well. And, you know, it's taken a lot of different people over the course of the season on offense, defense, special teams to come through.
The Super Bowl will be in Tampa Bay, Florida on February 7th, 6:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS. The All-Star Game, a.k.a. the Pro Bowl in the National Football League, has been canceled. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Full and more, hopefully, compelling, when I say more, stimulating talk radio. Yeah, why not? I'll take that handle. Doug Steffen here. Jennifer Horn has exited to go to her Los Angeles job, where she does mornings in KRLA. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen with the clarification. Victoria is very good at this. She likes to make sure everybody understands the nuance of all of the things. Whereas with me, sometimes it's in one ear and out the other. There's not always a lot of detail behind some of the thoughts, but you got this memo, so clarify what we were talking about a few minutes ago, would you?
Well yeah. Jen mentioned this memo that it's from the Biden administration. It's from the Department of Homeland Security, and of course, as we know, the immigration policy of the new administration is very different from the Trump administration. And so in this memo, which actually was, I guess, leaked anonymously, but it was no surprise, it made its debut on Tucker Carlson on his show. And so, naturally, you know,
one of the great BSers of all time.
I have no love for him, but, you know, naturally, he likes to focus on inflammatory language. So this released them all immediately. Part of this memo is talking about, it's actually not, this memo does not, and this has been confirmed by Fox News, from the Department of Homeland Security, the memorandum from the Biden administration halts deportations, but it does not at all illegally release illegally illegal aliens or illegal immigrants. It does not release anybody from detention.
Yeah.
So that's really important to clarify.
It needs to be, those people need to be in jail.
Yeah, it's a 100-day pause on deportations, and all of those cases are going to be looked at on an individual basis. That's what the memo also calls for. And the Department of Homeland Security made a statement to Fox News when they called and asked, you know, what's the deal with this memo? And so essentially the Department of Homeland Security said that they're still figuring out how to enact the memorandum, but it does not call for the instant release of all migrants in detention. So we like facts on our show. So, like, let's just get the fact out there.
Sometimes we like the facts. Sometimes.
Well, you have alternate facts or whatever Kellyanne Conway created. And
my alternate universe. So Joe Biden.
Wait. There's another alternate fact. That's right out of the Doug Steffen library.
Really?
Do you want to hear this? Okay.
Yes, please.
You know, I've been... So earlier this morning, you mentioned, you know, your little favorite story about it's not the Earl of Sandwich.
Oh!
That it was named after. It's the Duke of Shrewsbury.
Shrewsbury, yep.
All right, so I have a question for you. I've done a deep dive on this.
Have you really?
I have.
Maybe the most important story of the day.
This is very important. Okay.
Yes, it is.
Have you ever heard of or are you familiar with a radio DJ in the Boston area named Dick Summer?
Yes, I am. That's where this came from.
He created this myth. And so he, in 1964, is the one who created this lie that the Duke of Shrewsbury, who was actually not even a duke, I looked him up, he was an earl. Great. So he created this lie that the Earl of Sandwich had him killed.
Yep.
And it turns out, historically
speaking,
it's a total lie. And so historically speaking,
Dick is one of my best radio friends. Dick is a very good friend.
Well, you should call him up then and say,
actually, as you said that, I was going to pick up the phone and call him, but his wife is sick she's in the hospital with COVID, and that's on his mind more than anything else. But
one of the great radio voices, and I feel much better.
From an era when that kind of stuff, the fun, foolish things. He was all about, he also started, he was on, you know, he was one of the precursors although he played music as well, but he was on some of the great radio stations at night from WBZ. He was on a couple of New York radio stations, WNBC, all night. I remember going to visit him once when Dick Clark was being interviewed, and Dick and I were sitting in the green room, and it was a fascinating conversation. But Dick has, over the years of his career, he was on the radio for almost 50 years and had just great, great stories to tell. One of them was about the Kali Yuga world cycles. Do you know what? The Kali Yuga has come back up of late because of all of the stuff going on with interstellar. Is there all of this focus on things that have happened in other universes or in other galaxies or other solar systems? And he started all of that, too. Yeah, he had great, great stories. So, well
apparently that one stuck with you.
Yes,
because the
sure
only
did.
People, the funny thing is, as I'm reading through, and I went deep on this. I'm all in right. sub-sub-reddits.
If you found Dick Summer attached to this, that really is
deep. I found
the
clip of him even talking about it, like
did
from
you?
1964.
Send it,
yeah.
All right, so send it to Phil. We'll play it on the air.
So, but what I'm saying, though, is the only people who have even heard of this story are all in the Boston area, and knowing that's where you were, that immediately raised red flags. I'm like, okay, so this is why Doug knows about this.
That's it. I know about it. Yeah. All right, send the clip to Phil, and we'll play a little of it in a moment. Today is Opposite Day. Opposite Day, popular in schools in the 80s and 90s. Children would dress up as their opposite gender. Wow, could you get away with that today? I wonder about that.
I think it's opposite personality now, but when I was a kid, it was opposite gender. Yeah. It wasn't required, but it was
a When I was a kid, if you wore a yellow shirt to school on Thursday, Thursday was Queers Day. And if you wore a yellow shirt, you were, any yellow in it at all, you were queer. And queer at that time was the nominative of the value of that word was just, when you look back on it now, it's just hysterical. Anyway, so Opposite Day apparently was started when George Costanza on Seinfeld declared that he would be utilizing a method of doing the opposite of everything he'd done in his life when he realizes that his life is going no place.
Every decision I've ever made in my entire life has been wrong. My life is the complete opposite of everything I want it to be. Every instinct I have in every aspect of life, be it something to wear, something to eat, There's nothing wrong.
Tuna on toast, coleslaw, cup of coffee.
Yeah. No, wait a minute. I always have tuna on toast. Nothing's ever worked out for me with tuna on toast.
It's because he didn't put onions and pickles and lettuce on it. That's the difference between it. Yeah, you have to put things on sandwiches or Shrewsbury's. You got to put pickles, relish. Whenever I get a sandwich or when
what
I make one at home.
What is your sandwich of choice, actually? Because you don't eat meat, so
my
you
sandwich
might be scared
of
this answer.
Yesterday I set the tone. I'm trying to eat twice a day instead of three times a day with a lot of fruit in the morning while I'm on the air, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I had a grilled cheese and tomato sandwich yesterday for lunch.
Ooh, that's good. Okay.
And last night for dinner, I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich because I was wrapped up in a couple of things that were on TV when I got home. I just said, okay, I'm just having a quick peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Didn't want to fix anything. Took care of Daisy, and that was it. So that
all
was
right,
my
so your sandwich choices
yesterday.
Are pretty normal. We know that you're cooking when you cook stuff. You know, you're a kitchen sink cook. You literally just throw everything into a pot that you have
correct.
In the kitchen. It made me a little concerned that a sandwich might be the same thing.
All right. So we're still with the sandwiches and Shrewsbury's. Phil, have you got that clip from Dick Summer? All right. In the meantime, some food news. A surprising number of coffee brands are using chemical decaffeination processes, including methylene chloride, which is, listen up, folks, the main ingredient in paint stripper. So there's a new site, checkyourdecaf.org, as a tool to learn what brands use this chemical process. Methylene chloride is an active ingredient in paint strippers. It's been banned by the EPA and the FDA and every other alphabet soup. How does this stuff get in there in the first place?
Well, so
and
here's
who
the
consciously
thing.
Thinks this is okay?
Well, because it's cheap. And my mom drinks decaf only because she can't handle the caffeine. But and when I have coffee sometimes, which is rare, but every once in a while I love a decaf cappuccino. So apparently we've been poisoning ourselves because my mom only drinks Dunkin' decaf, which has this methylene chloride in it. I drink Starbucks decaf, which also has the methylene chloride in it. The thing is, like, it can be done, and a lot of other brands do it the right way. It can be done with just cold spring water, and that is, in that process, it basically, like, washes away, and I'm making this very simplified, but essentially it soaks the beans and it washes away the caffeine. The cheap, quickest way to do it is the methylene chloride, and that's the answer to your question, why are companies doing it? A, it's still legal, which is insane to me that this is legal.
It really is, isn't it?
And the other thing that people don't think about...
Where's the president
people
on
who
this
drink,
stuff?
Yeah,
this
right?
is the kind of stuff the
I don't
president
know that he,
should
well,
be involved
the FDA.
In.
Well, the FDA needs to get involved in this. And the problem, though, is that every one of my girlfriends who has had a baby, multiple kids or whatever, they always drank decaf coffee because it's safe to drink while you're pregnant. Not when it has methylene chloride in it. Think about the vulnerable populations of people who are drinking decaf. Pregnant women all turn to decaf coffee if you're a coffee drinker to begin with. It's just crazy. So this website, checkyourdecaf.org, has a list of every single coffee brand. And so go and check it immediately and find an alternative because there are plenty of other options, but this stuff is just dangerous.
All right, there you have the word. Victoria Keelan here with Doug Steffen and Jay. Jay, do you drink coffee? Jennifer doesn't drink any coffee.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm drinking coffee, I'll drink a black coffee. I'm typically a latte person, but I was pregnant in 2020, and I had high blood pressure because of my pregnancy, and I had to be on blood pressure medicine. But to level me out, my doctor actually told me to be drinking a cup of black coffee every day.
Really?
Once a
regular
day, just normal coffee,
just
regular coffee.
Yeah,
regular
coffee.
She said,
coffee,
if you have one, yeah, she's like, as long as it's one cup, you can do that while you're pregnant. That's not doing anything. It's the people who are having 5-6 cups of coffee a day. That's when it really gets into something.
Mm. All right, we're going to get to the bottom of
only, just so we know.
The sandwich and Shrewsbury thing. Dick Summer, we're going to hear his words back to the time when this was important stuff. All right, speaking of food and stuff, don't forget to order your wonderful cookies from Eban's Bakehouse. Not only cookies, Victoria will tell you about the breads and the rolls and all that other stuff, hamburger buns, all kinds of bread. In addition to these fabulous cookies, they have no gluten in them because the folks running it have realized that celiac disease is a very prominent digestive disorder, and it runs in families. I have my problems, and that's how I discovered Ebon's to begin with. EbonsBakehouse.com. Go there and order. Just try some cookies first and see how great they are, and then go dig deeper. A DJV big discount, 15% off when you use the DJV code at checkout. Ebon, E-B-A-N-S, Bakehouse, all gluten-free cookies, breads, buns, you name it. And the cookies are beyond belief how good they are. I'm trying to keep it to one a day. It's not always possible. Check out. Use the DJV code for a big discount. EbonsBakehouse.com.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
All right, so let's get to the bottom of this, please. Dick Summer, great radio personality over decades and decades and decades, on he settles the Shrewsbury versus Sandwich question on his radio program.
As you know by now, it was the Duke of Shrewsbury who invented a couple of slices of bread and something suppliant in between. That invention was stolen by the Earl of Sandwich and called a sandwich. Actually, it should be called a Shrewsbury. And we've been trying for some time now to get that name changed in the English language. And the campaign has been coming along very well, thanks to your help. Each and every night, we have the Top Crumb Award. It's the top crumb from the Shrewsbury in my very own lunch. And we award it to the person who has done the most for the cause of Shrewsburyism in the past day or so. And has let me know about it. Now, the person who becomes a top crumb by winning the top crumb award automatically is eligible to lead the Mother's Club in his area, his or her area. Mother's Club, the movement organized to help express reasons for Shrewsburyism. And of course, the people in the Mother's Club, besides the TC, will be known as PS, Promoters of Shrewsbury's. And of course, the big day, Mother's Day coming along, the 10th, this is already the 6th of May, and on the 10th, the especially the head people there in the Mother's Club can expect presents and gifts, love and attention and everything else. So it's a very important thing.
There it is. Very
so
important.
So did you hear that broadcast, or you heard about it?
Because I heard him. I've heard him. He talked about it. He was incessant. He was on this off and on for a long, long time. And it was, you know, that and a lot of other silly stuff,
lie.
Of course. Well, it's a good story. There's a difference there. Mm-hmm. Good stories are good stories. That's it, right? Good stories. Let's hear it for good stories. 760 pounds of Hot Pockets being recalled by Nestle Prepared Foods. The recall includes pepperoni made with pork, chicken, and beef pizza. 700,000 pounds of Hot Pockets are NG. If you've got them, bring them back to the store.
Yeah.
Get your money back. 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Aha! There we go. Music from a well-known TV program and a movie. Chuck Curry is here with movie news. We get the box office totals from the weekend, see what's coming out new. Is your theater going to open up? All those things are in our focus right after this.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
All right, so what's happening? We got the theme from MASH playing in the background, movie news with Chuck Curry. So what about it, Chuck? What moments are we remembering here?
This day in movie history, January 25th, 1970, the feature film MASH, directed by Robert Altman, starring Donald Sutherland and Elliot Gould, opened in theaters. 2 years later, went on to be one of the most iconic TV shows of all time with Alan Alda, ran from 72 to 83. That last episode of MASH, which was one of the great, if not the greatest final in the history of TV, wrapping up a tremendous run, was viewed by, I think, 110 million viewers, sitting at home, sitting at bars. It was very emotional. You'll never see that again, a collective TV experience with 100-plus million people watching ever.
The tone that was set over by that movie, Sutherland's character especially, absolutely off-the-wall, bonkers crazy. I don't think that was reflected. The television show's a little more reserved.
Yeah, a little bit. I agree with that. You know, there was one character, one actor who was both in the movie and the TV show. You know who it was? A major character. No. Gary Berghoff is Radar.
Oh, right.
He's in the movie and in the TV show.
Yep. Okay. What was the name of his character?
Radar.
Radar. That was it. Yeah, right.
Great character.
All right, so the Marksman topped the box office again this week because there was nothing new out and about, right?
No, I look at the these totals. Okay, number one was the Marksman, Liam Neeson, $2 million. All right. It's done $6 million in 10 days. The animated movie, The Croods, to $1.8 million. Wonder Woman, 1984, 1.6. It's done $37 million total domestic box office, which is not good. The Tom Hanks movie, News of the World, which people seem to love because we booked it at the theater I'm involved in, and everybody that walks out loves this film. $810,000, 9.6 million to date. Now, I look at the, let's go number one, The Marksman, $2 million. Does the studio say to itself, boy, now we could pay for the catering bill? I mean, let's be honest, these are not good numbers. People still are not really going to movie theaters. We're going to see this weekend more theaters are going to open up. I think 56% of all available screens are currently open. Having said that, doesn't mean people are going to them. And clearly, we're a ways off from anywhere near anything normal, Doug.
So I'm looking here. It says The Marksman has grossed $61 million in 10 days. And,
no, that's not right.
I'm looking at
six
this
million.
Other. Huh?
Yeah. That's not this, correct. $6 million.
Yeah. It's interesting. Wow. I think when you look, maybe that's the around the world total. Remember, these movies will do a lot better around the world or as well in countries where they love action flicks.
Yeah. It's still off, though.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you saw the trailer, but Warner Brothers released the coming attraction trailer to Kong vs. Godzilla on Saturday. I got to tell you, it got really good buzz on the Internet. If you like monster movies, Doug...
I don't.
It looks like you want to pay. You know, it looks like you want to pay your $14 and watch this on IMAX. It's a big movie. It's going to open same day HBO Max and in theaters in March. This one's got to be seen in theaters. It's just a big looking movie.
Yeah, well, that's the big stuff.
I can't account for the acting.
But don't you think
in it, but,
more and more and more movies? People are really now growling, and the people that run private and public concerns are having to, now people are realizing that closing restaurants, closing the theaters doesn't keep people in and by itself from getting COVID. You got to wear a mask.
Maybe not, but from my mind's eye, from what I see in my local area, people are going to restaurants. They're not going to movies. I got one other thing I want to touch on.
Yes.
According to a report, the average American spent $47 a month on streaming services in the last, I think, 3 months. That's up 24% year to year. So obviously the pandemic has had a huge effect on the upside.
Right.
The people spending money to watch
TV
at home.
And Netflix started this all, by the way, don't you think, with Orange is the New Black and the House of Cards and that stuff?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Yep. All right, Chuck Curry is our movie man. Movie Moments every morning at this time on the DJV program, or every day at this time, because some people listen to the program in the morning, some in the afternoon, some in the evening. Glad to have you all along. 59 past the hour at DJV.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.